ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ద్వైత వివేక ప్రకరణం వి హ్యావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్. బిఫోర్ వి ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ టాపిక్ జస్ట్ వాంటెడ్ టు రిమైండ్ యూ ఫ్యూ థింగ్స్. ఇన్ దిస్ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ద టైటిల్ ద్వైత వివేక ప్రకరణం వి సా 69 verses. And here, the subject matter of this entire chapter, Dvaita Vivekaha. Here, the very word duality, Dvaitam, needs to be understood properly. Therefore, he introduces the subject matter. In the very beginning, stating that there are two worlds, or you can say there are two worlds means that two creations. Is there, are there really two creations? Of course, there is a creation. Creation means there is only, there is a manifestation. But still we discuss the two creations, the two worlds, the two prapanchas. And what are they? Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam. Is a creation, the duality which is looked upon as the creation of the Lord. Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. And therefore we say then that creation is Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha. Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam, the duality, creation of the Lord is actually Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha. The universe which is manifestation of the Lord, for which Lord is looked upon as the cause. Therefore, the universe is looked upon as the effect. Therefore, it is Ishvara or Bhagavat Karya Prapanchaha. You can say Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is Bhagavat Karya Prapanchaha or Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha. And another universe, another creation is actually Jiva Srishta Dvaitam. which is the universe, the world of projection of Jiva. The world which is projection of Jiva. Jiva Srishta Dvaitam, and which becomes the world which is projection of Jiva, is actually Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha, the world of enjoyment of Jiva. The world which the Jiva, the individual goes through, is Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. So Ishvara Srishta Dvaitam is Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha, and Jiva Srishta Dvaitam is Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. Which means there is a set, there is duality in terms of Karya Prapanchau. Karya Prapanchau, or can say Bhogya Prapanchau, or Karya Dvaitam and Bhogya Dvaitam. Karya Dvaitam, when you say Karya Prapanchaha, means Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha, then Bhogya Dvaitam means Jiva Srishta Prapanchaha. Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam. So Ishvara Srishtam, Jiva Srishtam. Ishvara Karya Prapanchaha, Jiva Bhogya Prapanchaha. It is something to be understood, and that is what is our Vidyaranya Swami elaborated in this chapter. See, Lord, the creator of the universe is the Lord. This is a fact, this is a understanding of the Lord. Not just Sanatana Dharma, not the Vedic Dharma, but all cultures everywhere, when we hear the sound of word God, immediately they say the creator of the universe. Thereby, every culture, every system of philosophy, every school of thought has its own theory of creation and concept of God. But Vedanta Shastram alone, even though Veda Shastram discusses this creation, Veda Shastram presents the Ishvara as the creator of the universe, but still Vedanta, Veda Shastram uniquely presents it, that this whole Jagat, the Prapanchaha, is not just the Ishvara's Srishti alone, not just the creation of the Ishvara. Of course, we established the fact that there is no creation at all. Finally, that's a different thing. Final truth is, there is no creation, there is no creator, there is no God other than the truth. All that is there is the truth. And the whole universe, the world of plurality and duality, which is available for experience, is only manifestation of the truth which is given the Ishvara status. The whole Jagat is Ishvara, means all that is there is only Ishvara. There is no creator, created, creation, etc. That's the final fact which will be established. But initially, your Vedanta Shastram also discusses this universe as Ishvara Srishtam Advaitam. But even though Vedanta Shastram presents the whole Jagat as the Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam, but the world one enjoys, the life one enjoys, itself proves that the creation is not just only Ishvara Srishtam. of course, man creates one's own destiny, we say, which means there's a jiva also is equally involved here in creating his own prapancha. I mean, his own hell, his own heaven. And Vedanta Shastram alone makes it very clear that Ishvara is Anadi Tattvam. The beginningless truth is Ishvara. And this Anadi Ishvara, Swakiya Maya, his own Maya Shakti, creates this universe, means is a, there's also Jivaha. And we know very well, Jiva also is essentially the same reality. Ishvara is also essentially one, the same reality. Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same. Therefore, Jiva is also essentially Anadi. Ishvara is also essentially Anadi. And this Anadi Jiva Ishvara, Anadi Jiva Ishvara, this beginningless Ishvara and Jiva, together contribute for this creation of this universe. Together contribute. Because the jiva as an individual who is essentially consciousness, the reality, and being endowed with the beginningless subtle body, contributes for the creation of this universe. Ishvara with this power, creative power, Maya, contributes for the creation of the universe. The sense, what we experience is the universe. Otherwise, there's no creation actually. Absolutely, there's no creation. We're discussing relative creation. Relative, there's a relative suffering. Absolutely, there's no suffering, but relatively, there is suffering. Absolutely, there is no duality, but relatively, there is duality. So we are discussing that relative duality here. In fact, samsaraha itself is what? Jiva srishtam dvaitam. In Ishvara srishtam dvaitam, there is no samsara. Whereas jiva srishtam dvaitam, there is samsara. And when jiva, then there is understanding of this both, and jiva becomes free from this, jiva srishtam dvaitam, also Ishvara srishtam dvaitam, and he, jiva, which jiva discovers moksha. What this is, what jiva srishtam dvaitam is, what Ishvara srishtam dvaitam is, and understanding this, jiva discovers freedom. So which you will, again, we'll be seeing this elaborately sometimes. But today I just thought, after this, say, bringing these points to your mind, other let me continue with the next chapter. Next chapter is Mahavakya Prakaranam. Mahavakya Prakaranam. So, very important, of course, every chapter is important. Mahavakya Prakaranam is a section, the chapter where Mahavakyam is taken for elaborate analysis. Of course, until now we have understood what Mahavakyam is and how Mahavakyam reveals, etc. So here we are going to see the Mahavakyam. It means there's an enquiry into the meaning of the Mahavakyam. I'm going to see in this chapter entitled Mahavakya Prakaranam, we're going to see the enquiry into the meaning of the Mahavakyam. You can say Mahavakya Artha Vicharaha. In this Mahavakya Prakaranam, we are going to see Mahavakya Artha Vicharaha. Mahavakyartha Vicharaha. And we know what is Mahavakyam? The word itself is a compound word, because Vakyam is a neuter gender word, sentence, statement. And Mahat Vakyam, when you write, is two different words. Mahat Vakyam means great statement. The word Vakyam happens to be the neuter gender word. The adjective also is what? Mahat Vakyam. Great statement. Suppose the noun is great, the noun is masculine gender word, then the adjective must have been Mahan. If the noun is in feminine gender word, then the adjective must be Mahati. So Mahat Vakyam, Mahati Upanishad, Mahan Vedaha. Understand? Mahan Vedaha. Mahati Upanishad. Mahat Vakyam. Mahan Vedaha. Great Veda. Mahati Upanishad. Great Upanishad. Mahat Vakyam. Great statement. But if you make a compound, you can say Mahavedaha, Mahaupanishad, Mahopanishad. You can say Mahavakyam. We are dropping the case and things, make a compound. Then it becomes a compound word, one word. That's why Mahavakyam should never be broken in between. It's the first understanding. It must be written as one word. Mahavakyam is a one word. If you want to write just two words, you must write Mahat with the gap in between. You should write another sentence, Vakyam. You may ask me, all these things are very important for us. They are not important. Mahavakya Vichara is important, but still, I just wanted to make it very clear here. So Mahavakyam is a one statement here. Any Mahavakyam need not be too long a sentence, just because it's a great statement. It is a small statement consisting of two words, sometimes maximum three words. But still, this is called Mahavakyam because it reveals an extraordinary, it reveals an amazing fact. What is the fact? That you are the individual. And it is every, not only you, when I say you, it means every individual is essentially non-different from Ishwaraha, the Lord. Every individual is essentially the Lord. Which means this Mahavakyam reveals the non-difference between the individual and the Lord, the total, in spite of the superficial, in spite of this superficial difference between the Lord and Jiva and Ishwara, the individual and the total. It reveals the non-difference and it reveals the oneness, essential oneness of the Jiva and Ishvara. So Jiva Ishvara Yoho Swarupa Aikyam Bodhayati. Swarupa Aikyam Bodhayati. Mahavakyam Bodhayati reveals, brings to light the essential oneness of the individual and the total. So Mahavakyam reveals the non-difference between the individual and the total. The difference is obvious, very clear. As Swamiji used to say, we need not study Vedanta Shastram for ages and try to understand by repeated listening. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, all these things we need. We don't need actually to say, I am different from the Lord, or individual is different from the Lord, or everything is different from everything. To arrive at the conclusion that there is duality, we need not study the Shastram, which is the that there is duality is already there, being born in this world. Our experiences itself are enough for us to understand the duality being there. The Shastra study is required only to and appreciate the subtlest abstract fact, how we are essentially one, how all are essentially one, how individual is essentially non-separate from, non-different from the whole. This is the subtlest fact. Therefore, the Mahavakyam reveals this essential oneness. That is why this is called Mahavakyam. So in this chapter, Mahavakya Prakaranam, there's going to be elaborate enquiry into the meaning of the Mahavakya. So Prajnanam Brahma Iti Vakyartha Vicharaha. Even though there are so many Mahavakyams in all the Upanishads, which form the concluding part of all four Vedas, we do have Atharva Vediya, Rig Vediya, Yajur Vediya, Sama Vediya Upanishadaha. We do have all the Upanishads belonging to all four Vedas. In every Veda Upanishad, there are many Mahavakyams. But four Mahavakyams are unique, specially taken as a sample from each Veda. And here, Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma iti Vakyartha Vicharaha comes in the very first, in the very beginning. And this Vakyam is actually belongs to Aitareya Upanishad. So Aitareya Antargatasya Prajnanam Brahma iti Mahavakyasya Artha Pratipadayishuhu Vakyartha Jnanasya Padartha Jnana Purvakatvat. Which means, the very first opening, even though many, but the four are well known as Pragyanam Brahma, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Atma Brahma. These are very well known Mahavakyams of them, the Tesha Madhya of all of them. First, what is taken for discussion is the Mahavakyam Prajnanam Brahma Iti. And this belongs to Aitreya Upanishad. And here, Acharya wanted to establish, analyze the meaning of this Mahavakyam Prajnanam Brahma. Okay, see this first verse now. Yenekshate shrunotidam. Yenekshate shrunotidam. Yenekshate shrunotidam. Jighrate vyakaroti cha. Jighrate vyakaroti cha. Yenekshate Shrunotidam, yenekshate shrunotidam, jighrate vyakaroti cha, jighrate vyakaroti cha. Swadvasvad. What do you have? Swadvasvad, swadvasvad, vijanati, swadvasvad, vijanati, tatprajnanamudiritam, tatprajnanamudiritam, swadvasvad, vijanati, Swadvasvadvijanati tatprajnanamudiritam tatprajnanamudiritam yenekshate shrunotidam yenekshate shrunotidam jighrate vyakaroti cha jighrate vyakaroti cha Swadvasvadvijanati, Swadvasvadvijanati, Swadvasvadvijanati,
Swadvasvadvijanati,
Tatprajnanamudiritam, Tatprajnanamudiritam. So here, even what we wouldn't have understood in Upanishad class, and he would definitely, we can't miss the meaning here. We must arrive at the Mahavakyartha, the meaning of the, what is revealed through Mahavakyam. We must arrive at with the help of the analysis here. So first he says, let us read a few verses. See the meanings, then we'll elaborate on that. So here, what is Atma? Suppose there is a sadhas, there's a gathering, an assembly, and they're all people who are interested in knowing Brahma, they are mumukshavaha. They are all mumukshus. And they are involved in this enquiry into the nature of the truth. So, tattva vicharam kurvata. Kurvanti. So Atmanaha Swarupam Pratimitaha Aprichan means what? Kaha Ayam Atma. Who is this Atma? Kaha Ayam Atma. What is this Atma? The word kaha can also mean what? Kaha Ayam Atma. What is this Atma? Which is this Atma? Kataraha Saha Atma. Which is this Atma? What is this Atma? There's a question. Then the answer is given. This Atma, I am Atma, Prajnanam Brahma. I am Atma, Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma. I am Atma Prajnanam. Prajnanam is Brahma. So here, what is Brahma? What is Atma? Atma is Prajnanam. Brahma Prajnanam is Brahman is Prajnanam. So what is Prajnanam? Actually, what is Prajnanam? Of course, we know the word Prajnanam is a noun having pra prefix and a gnya root. So gnya itself means to know, the root from which we get this verb janati, and so prajanati, prakarshena janati, that which knows, prakarshena janati iti prajnanam, that which knows by its mere presence without requiring any means of knowledge. That which knows, prakrishena janati iti prajnanam. Mind also knows janati. But for the mind to be able to know, it is dependent on the sense organs. It dependent on other means of knowledge. It pratyaksham is important. Then anumana is important. Attapatti is important. Sometimes the mind is dependent on pratyaksha. Then all other pramanams based on pratyaksha also. In order to arrive at the existence of something. So the knowledge which happens in the mind, in the form of a thought, is a knowledge of all objects. The knowledge of the external world rises in the form of a thought in the mind, and that knowledge is dependent on data received through other means of knowledge. Whereas here, prajnanam means the truth, the reality is implied by this term prajnanam. Reality is prajnanam. And why? Prakarshena janati iti prajnanam. Janati iti jnanam. Prakarshena janati iti prajnanam. The reality knows without using will, without making any effort, effortlessly, by its mere nature, by its very existence, that which knows is the truth implied by the term prajnanam. Effort, that which knows effortlessly by its mere presence, by its mere nature, means without requiring any means of knowledge, instruments of knowledge, without being dependent on any instruments of knowledge. Which means it is the very reality because of which operation of instrument of knowledge itself is possible. Pramana operation itself is possible because of this prajnanam, because of this very reality. So that because of the presence, because of the blessing of which even the pramanams are operated, does not require any pramanam to know, because knowing is its sorupa. Therefore, it is the truth is implied by the term prajnanam. And what is prajnanam? Atma prajnanam. Okay, prajnanam is Brahma. Prajnanam is Atma. What is prajnanam then? So it is said, prajnana padarthaha nischeyaha. The meaning of the word prajnanam must be doubtlessly arrived at. Meaning of the word vijnanam, if you say in between any one or two words, there is some, we say, there's a vyakhyanam called kalyuna, kalyana piyusha. Just see one or two sentence words there. So it's not from the verse actually. So prajnana padarthaha nischeyaha means the meaning of the word prajnanam or the substance or substantive, I shouldn't say substantive at all, I shouldn't say the word. What is revealed by this word prajnanam must be doubtlessly arrived at, nischeyaha. Therefore, here Acharya takes that takes and presents this prajnanam. Yene kshate shrunotidam jighrate vyakaroti cha. Yene kshate shrunotidam jighrate vyakaroti cha. Svadvasvad vijanati. Svadvasvad vijanati. Tat prajnanamudiritam. Svadvasvadu vijanati. Svadvasvadu vijanati. Tat prajnanamudiritam. Prajnanamudiritam. So here, yena, let us read the break the verse first. Yena ikshate. Yena ikshate. Because sandhi becomes yenekshate. Yena ikshate. Yena shrunoti. Yena idam jighrati. Yena vyakaroti cha. How vyakaroti? Svadu asvadu. Svadu asvadu. We break it to ukaran shabda. Svadu asvadu. Into together svadvasvadu. Svadvasvadu means svadu asvadu. Svadu asvadu. Vijanati tat prajnanam udiritam. Udiritam means said to be. So tat udirta means that is said to be, or that is known as. Udirta literally it means it's a past passive participle, which means said. Udiritam. Udirayati is the verb. Udirita is a participle. Tat udiritam. That is said to be, that is known as prajnanam. Tat prajnanam udiritam. Adu prajnanam endu sollapadigirathu. Tat prajnanam udiritam. That is said to be prajnanam. What is said to be prajnanam? He says, that by which. So that's why that is said to be prajnanam means there's a sentence which begins with a relative pronoun. Yena ikshate. Yena means that by which one sees. That by which every being is capable of seeing. Yena ikshate. Ikshate is atmanepadam, which means sees. Yena ikshate. That because of whose presence, because of whose blessings, every individual sees. The function of seeing is possible. One sees. Yena shunoti. That because of whose blessing, whose presence, one listens, one hears, one can hear, one hears, shunoti, one hears. Not only that because of whose blessing, idam jighrati, one can smell this. One smells, jighrati, one smells. Ikshate, shunoti, jighrati, yena. That because of whose presence itself is a blessing, because of which this ikshate, shunoti, jighrati. One sees, one listens, one smells. Not only that, vyakaroti. Vyakaroti means distinguishes, differentiates. Vyakaroti means distinguishes, differentiates. The cha is and, of course, you know. Distinguishes, differentiates. Something to be tasty, something to be not tasty. Swadu, tasty. Something is delicious. This is delicious. This is not delicious. This is tasty. This is not tasty. Swadu, aswadu. Oh, this is good. This is not good. Swadu means tasty, delicious. Aswadu. Put together, swadvasvadu. The long U comes. Swadvasvadu dual. Swadu plus aswadu. Two short ukaras. When you put together, swadvasvadu. Long is dual, okay? Dual. Guru guru guravaha. Isn't it? Like that. Swadu aswadu becomes swadvasvadu. So vyakaroti cha swadvasvadu. We should go and take that way. One differentiates, distinguishes that this is tasty, this is not tasty, etc. Then vijanati, viseshena janati. Vijanati, viseshena janati. Knows. Clearly, that by which, because of whose presence, any individual sees, listens, hears, smells, distinguishes, differentiates, something to be tasty and something to be not tasty. And knows clearly that is said to be prajnanam, the reality. We say awareness. It is said to be pure awareness. In fact, the word, any word I say, that which knows is the truth. That which knows is the truth, and that the truth is implied by the term prajnanam because of its nature of knowing. That which knows by its mere presence, by its mere nature, not by any action or effort, therefore it's prajnanam. So truth is implied by the term prajnanam in terms of its nature of knowing. In terms of its nature of being aware. Nature of is awareness. Which means straight away we are taken for the individual analysis here. Jeevaswarupa Vicharaha is presented because whenever reality has to be arrived at, it has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. In order to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing, as consciousness, as awareness, and knowledge, chitta, then definitely one has to start with individual analysis. That is why even the analysis also, to understand Brahma, the truth of the universe, where should I start my analysis? How should I start? There's no way of, these are some of the rules. If at all we want to arrive at the truth, discover the truth, and this is what Upanishad presents. The reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. Arivagattan paramparulai mudalil purindu kolla vendum. Swarupathai vaithan purindu kolla vendum. Reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, reality has to be arrived at only as pure knowledge or pure consciousness. And if reality has to be arrived at only as in terms of its nature of knowing as pure consciousness, means individual analysis alone should be done first, because reality as pure knowledge in terms of its nature of knowing can be arrived at as the swarupam of the knower alone. Therefore, individual analysis is important. And even if for us to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing as the swarupam of the knower, and one has to see how the individual is capable of involving in oneself in different functions. That is, seeing, eyes see, ears hear, nose smells, and there is a capacity to distinguish, differentiate, and a part of the tongue of different tastes, and there is clear understanding of what is not, relatively. Therefore, that is possible. So the Vijanati stands for mind. The mind is capable of knowing clearly things, objects. And the tongue is capable of differentiating the tastes. Smell, nose smells, ear hears, eyes see. How is it? What enables them function? What is it which enables them function? The question may arise, why should something else enable them? Why should something else make them function, contribute for their functional capacity? Why? Because we have to see, accept and understand the fact what the I is. If you take the sense organs first, in fact, when we think of the skin is not mentioned here, but where does include skin also, I mean the sense of touch also. The whole body is alive, sentient. The whole body is alive and active. Of course, because of the presence of the mind in the body. What makes this body alive? It is the presence of the mind in the body. Mind need not be functional for the body to be alive. Mind needs to be present in the body for the body to be alive. But mind must be functional for the body to be active. This is the difference. The person in coma is alive, but he is inactive, like a dead body, because mind is present. Their mind is functional, but the connection, the brain, is not there. So they're complete, like a vegetable. There's no activity. But here we have to understand very clearly, the presence of the mind makes the physical body alive, and but the function of the mind makes the body active. Which means the function of the mind makes the body active, means the function of the mind makes all sense organs also function. All the organs of actions function. Dasha indriyani can function only if the mind is functional. The mind is non-functional, all dasha indriyani become non-functional. See, we are only understanding what we have already understood through other texts. So immediately, only something what I know is repeated, so don't get bored, tired. This is how the teaching has to start here. We teach differently. Always initially, this is how it starts. But as we go ahead, and you see the Vidyarana Swami's depth of vision. So here, the physical body's movement and activities is dependent on the function of mentation, whereas the presence of the mind itself is enough for the body to be alive. So for the body to be active, for if the body has to be active, all the powers must be functional. Dasha indriyani, how important we can understand here. All 10 powers must be functional. Only then physical body can be active. In fact, 5 powers must be functional for the body to be active. 5 powers must be functional for perception, knowledge, to take place. So all 10 of them must function together, for which they are dependent on the function for the mind. The mind must be functional, only then the 10 powers can be functional. The mind is non-functional, 10 powers also will become non-functional. They cannot function independently at all. Do you may ask the question, what about the pranas? Thank God, pranas are not dependent on the function of mind mentation. The pranas are always functional, whether the mind is functional or non-functional. Sense organs are functional or non-functional. The organs of actions are functional or non-functional. Pranas are always functional. Pranas do not depend upon the function of mentation for them to be functional. But pranas also can be functional only if the mind is present. So presence of the mind in the body enables the pranas function. But function of the mind, the present mind which is present in the body, it's not enough, it is present, it must be functional also for the 10 indriyas to be functional. That is why in sleep, when the mind is non-functional, then mind is non-functional, passive, all the 10 powers immediately become non-functional. And the, all 10 powers become non-functional, but the pranas are still functional. The pranas are happening. All functions are happening, even the person is asleep, because mind is present. And the pranas also will stop functioning when the mind leaves the physical body and the mind is absent in the body. Okay, so presence of the pranas, function of the pranas, all the physiological functions can stop only when the mind leaves the physical body. Gradually they stop. Pranas stop gradually. That's why when death happens also, you can always see first sukshma shariram departs, means the mind leaves the physical body. When the mind leaves the physical body, then all 10 powers stop. So they also go along with the physical mind. When the mind leaves, pranas cannot be functional. So pranas also stop. Then that is when we say, that we decide, we conclude that the person is dead. Then sukshma has departed. This is what we say, a departure of the soul. We talk about it. Departure of the sukshma shariram. This is how what the death is. So here it is made very clear. Vijanati. So mind knows. Mind is involved. Mind knows. Because knowledge takes place. Knowledge of the external world takes place in the mind. Because mind is functional. And because of the presence and the functioning of which alone, all the sense powers are functional. And because all the sense powers are functional, not only we can include here, only sense powers are mentioned, we had to include even all the powers of organs of action also become functional. Because of dasha indriya karma, dasha indriya, all 10 powers are function, because of which physical body is also active and alive. So here it has to be mentioned, yena, a very important word, that because of whose presence, that because of the blessing of which eyes see, ears hear, nose smells, tongue differentiates tastes, mind knows, and that is said to be prajnanam, that is said to be that truth, is said to implied by the term prajnanam, because of its unique nature of knowing effortlessly without requiring any means of knowledge. This is the literal translation of the verse. Which means the powers themselves are matter. Of course, body is matter, but here mainly the powers which make the body, the powers, the 10 powers and the antakarna mind, all 11 of them, the 11 of them, the presence of which and the functions of which make the body alive and function active. Though they are also inert matter. Mind is inert matter. Mind is swayam inert. All sense powers are inert. all powers of organs of actions are inert. So karmendriyani jadani, jada karmendriyani, jada gyanendriyani, jadam manaha, body also jadam shariram, jadaha dehaha. There's no doubt, everything is jadam. Because nothing, no power, no indriyam, no mind, no part of the mind, body, nothing is capable of knowing its own existence. Everything is jadam, everything is matter. Even though everything is matter, there's no difference between this physical body or another, any other inert physical matter object. There's no difference. It is equally like jadam. Similarly, all the powers are jadam, like any other, anything else in the world. There's no difference. But now they have unique status of being the sense organs, organs of actions. Because they involved, they serve as instruments of perception, instruments of origin, instruments of actions. Means, how is it possible? How is it possible? There is something else which is distinct from these powers, which is distinct from this antahkaranam. The mind itself is a very, very inexplicably subtle matter. There's something which is distinct from the subtlest matter obtaining in the form of a mind, which is of the nature of inertness. And the distinct thing must be subtler than the mind. So that truth, that is which is subtler than the mind, and which, because of the presence of which the mind, the subtlest, the subtle matter mind becomes functional, which means first of all the matter enjoys the existence. Without that vijnanam, the prajnanam, even mind cannot even exist. The mind exists. First of all, mind enjoys existence. Then mind becomes conscious. It is not inert mind becomes a conscious mind. Insentient mind becomes sentient mind. The non-functional mind becomes a functional mind. And we say mind is ever conscious. That's why mind is ever conscious means the being. Conscious being, mind is ever conscious because of the blessing of something else which is distinct but not distant from the mind. And that is prajnanam. That is prajnanam. Distinct but not distant from the mind, and which is of the unique nature of knowing effortlessly. By its very nature, by its mere presence, without requiring any means of knowledge. It's distinct. And that is what is sattvam. The tattvam is the truth, is implied by the term prajnanam. And because of which, so because of the backing of this conscious mind alone, all the inert powers become functional. The powers enjoy existence because they're backed by the conscious sentient mind. Not only they enjoy existence, they also become functional because of the blessing of conscious mind. Therefore, directly all 10 powers or become activated, functional, because of the blessing of the presence and function of the mind. But indirectly, they are all absolutely dependent on this reality, abstract reality, which is distinct from the mind also, which is implied with the term prajnanam. Therefore, the inner powers become conscious, sentient, and they also become functional. That's why it is said, yena ikshate, yena shnoti, idam yena jighati, vyakaroti cha svadu asvadu, vijanati tat prajnanam udiritam. So how he brings the presence it here? Another fact also, it is all confirmation. Again, non-refutably, it is established here. If at all you want to know the truth, and of course no other being in the world is interested, no other being is capable of knowing the truth, a human being who alone can arrive at the truth, can arrive at the truth as one's own sarupam. One has to really see, distinguish oneself as the knower from the known, body, mind, it's complex, and there again, one has to see how the truth is available for recognition only as the activator, the knower, experiencer of the three states of mind. That fact also here indirectly mentioned here, implied here. Yene kshate shunotidam jighrati vyakaroti cha svadva svadu vijanati tat prajnanamudiritam. Now, next verse, this verse I'll be unfolding again in the next class, and I'll do 3 verses if possible, and then we will elaborate on all the verses together again differently in the next class.
Chaturmukhendra deveshu manushya swagavadishu. Chaturmukhendra deveshu, chaturmukhendra deveshu, manushyasvagavadishu, manushyasvagavadishu, chaitanyamekam brahmatah, prajnanam brahmamayapi, prajnanam brahmamayapi. Chaturmukhendra deveshu manushyasvagavadishu chaitanyamekam brahmatah prajnanam brahmamayapi.
In this verse, he explains the meaning of the word Brahma. First, we understood prajnanam as obtaining as the truth of the individual. You can, again, as it's all very subtle facts, Vedanta Shastram is already clear. If at all you want to arrive at the truth, you can arrive at the truth only in terms of its nature of consciousness. If you have to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness, you have to only analyze the individual. Because this consciousness can be arrived at only as the surup of the knower, subjective knowledge. Therefore, prajnanam, how do you arrive at it? As the surupam of individual and implied by the term atma. So, jiva-swarupam. So, jiva-swarupataya eva prajnanam avagantavyam. So, one has to arrive at consciousness only as the swarupam of the jiva. You can never arrive at the consciousness as the swarupam of the total, okay, without having arrived at it as one's own swarupam. Why can't I know the truth? Consciousness is the truth of the world first. Of course, consciousness is the truth of the whole world. Then why can't I arrive at the truth as the consciousness and the truth of the world first? No. This is not possible. Reality as consciousness, reality has to be heard as consciousness and only as the Swarupam of the individual. Therefore, prajnanam, what is prajnanam? Consciousness is jivaswarupam, essential nature of the individual is consciousness. Every individual can be finally reduced to the body, the mind, the functions, the sense powers, the powers of organs of actions, the entire, all the thoughts, including ahankara, can be resolved only in the abstract consciousness. Individual can be reduced to finally to consciousness, because the body or mind or sense organs or nothing of the individual exists outside of the consciousness. Jivaswarupa. Now, what is Brahma? The prajnanam Brahma. So the first in that Mahabhakyam prajnanam Brahma, the word prajnanam is analyzed in the first verse. Okay, I'm going to elaborate on next verse again. This next second verse, he analyzes the meaning of the word Brahma. So Brahma Shabdartham Vivrunoti. In the second verse, Vidyayana Swami explains the meaning of the word Brahma. How does she says?
Chaturmukhendra Deveshu Manushyasvagavadishu Chaitanyamekam Prajnataha Prajnanam Brahma Mayapi. Chaturmukhendra Deveshu Manushyasvagavadishu Chaitanyamekam Prajnataha Prajnanam Brahma Mayapi.
See, that prajnanam, which prajnanam, the pure awareness, that reality which is of the nature of knowing, is uniquely, which is of the nature of unique knowing, prajnanam, implemented prajnanam, awareness, pure awareness, is in fact there in everything. Everything that prajnanam is there. Ekam chaitanyam. Chaitanyam ekam. Ekam chaitanyam is what? Chaturmukha deva, chaturmukha indra deveshu. Manushya ashvagavadishu. You just start from Brahma. Chaturmukha means Brahma. Chaturmukha Brahma. Indraha, the lord of devas. Then deveshu, all the devas. Manushyaha, human beings. Ashvagavadishu, horse, cow, etc. In all of them, all the animals, such as horse, cow, etc. In all the human beings, in all the celestials, in all the phenomena, all the devas, even the Devendra, even in Brahma, ekam chaitanyam. There's one consciousness. One consciousness, one awareness in all the beings. Which means the truth of Brahma is essential. Brahma is essentially the exalted being. Brahma is essentially consciousness. Indra is consciousness. All devas are consciousness. All manushyas are consciousness. All living creatures, cow, horse, etc., are all consciousness, which means chaitanyam ekam. In all these, in all of them, locative case is used. So the reality arrived as consciousness, as the individual swarupam, jiva swarupam, is a swarupam, the only truth obtaining in all the beings, this entire world, right from Brahma till even all the animals, all the living creatures, Adi Shabda stands for all the living creatures. The same thing we saw in Adi Shankaracharya's Manisha Panchakam. Ya Brahma Dipipilikanta Tanushu. Brahmadi Pipilikanta Tanushu. You can understand where Brahma Adi Pipilika. There he uses the word Pipilika. The ant. In all the beings, there is one, consciousness is one. The consciousness is in, not only in an individual being, in all the living beings, in all the beings, creatures, there is one consciousness. Ekam Chaitanyam, Chaitanyam Ekam. Where Kutra Chaturmukhe Dev Indre Deveshu Manushyeshu Ashwagavadishu. In all the beings, in all of them, there's one consciousness. This is where, what is Chaturmukha again? The four-headed. Chaturmukha is four-headed. And the four-headed is, the Brahma is said to be the four-headed. Because Brahma stands for, what is Brahma here? Not only the individual mind, the total mind. You say prajnanam, you arrive at the reality as prajnanam, as the truth of the individual mind, and the same consciousness obtaining as the surupam of the mind, individual mind, is there as surupam of the total mind. Chaturmukha, four-headed Brahma, stands for the total mind, samashti antahkaranam, samashti manaha. Not only samashti manaha, he stands for samashti indriyani. He stands for samashti pranaha. Samashti sukshma prapancha is chaturmukha. Therefore, not only one mind, this mind, in all the minds, consciousness is one. In all the minds, the same consciousness is there. When you say Brahma, chaturmukhe means, in Brahma there is consciousness, means what? There is consciousness in all the totality of minds. So all the powers, all the indriyani, samashti indriyani also function because of this total mind. Not only that, even in other celestial beings, if at all there are superior exalted beings, in all of them there is this truth in terms of consciousness. Of course, all the human beings and all the living creatures, okay, such as cows and horses, etc., which means consciousness is one in all the beings. Obtaining in all the beings as the innermost essence, as the very essential nature. So every being can be reduced to consciousness essentially. Everything here can be reduced to consciousness, prajnanam essentially. So first we saw Jiva Swarupam, now we say Jagat Swarupam, Ishvara Swarupam, which is Jagat Swarupam, is discussed here. Ishvara Swarupam is discussed in the next sentence. Manushya Ashwagavadishu Chaitanyam Ekam. He says Brahmataha means Chaturmukhataha, from Brahma onwards. From Brahma onwards, there is one consciousness, Chaitanyam Ekam, which is Prajnanam, this awareness, this consciousness. Prajnanam Brahma, Brahmataha Mayi Api. From Brahma onwards, in me also, the one consciousness is, which is the limitless reality, implied by the term Brahma. Consciousness is the absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma, and which is there from Brahma onwards in all the beings, all the celestials, devas and indras and all the living creatures. In me also, mayi api चैतन्यम अस्ति मयि अपि प्रज्ञानं ब्रह्म मयि अपि अस्ति ब्रह्मातः ब्रह्मणि अस्ति चतुर्मुखे अस्ति इन्द्रे अस्ति देवेषु अस्ति मनुष्येषु अस्ति अश्वे अश्वगवादिषु सर्वेषु मृगेषु सर्वेषु जन्तुषु अस्ति एकं चैतन्यम् ब्रह्मातः मय्यपि प्रज्ञानं ब्रह्म अस्ति प्रज्ञानं ब्रह्म इज़ वाट् एकं चैतन्यम् सेम मीनिंग् Now what happened with these two verses has already established Aikyam. Aikyam means oneness of the truth of the Jivaha and the Ishwaraha. But how can you arrive at it? Only as your own Swarupa.
Chaturmukhendra Deveshu मनुष्याश्वगवादिषु चैतन्यमेकम्
सो दिस् टु वर्सेस् आलरेडी हि शोस् सी वन्स् यु स्टडी हाव् टु दट्स् वर् रिपीटेड् लिस्निङ्ग् नौ यु केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् हौ वेन् यु रिपीटेड्ली लिस्निङ्ग् दीस् थिङ्ग्स् बिकम् वेरि क्लियर् दि स्वरूपं हेस् टु बि एस्टाब्लिश्ड् सी द टु वर्ड्स् ఏకం చైతన్యం ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మాతః దిస్ తః ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మ బ్రహ్మ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ దెన్ మయి అపి టేక్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎస్ ద లాస్ట్ టేక్ బ్రహ్మ ఎస్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ యూ అండ్ బ్రహ్మ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దర్ ఇస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ Of course, why consciousness is implied in the term Brahma, that's a different analysis, we will see later on. But here, truth is essentially one. So first of all, what has happened? Initially, our understanding begins like that. Our identity is with the inert body only. Then, unknowingly, our identity is with the inert mind and sense organs and pranas. So now, here, the identity, actually, there's complete total ignorance of existence of the awareness itself. So first Shastra begins like this, we are given the understanding that there is abstract truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And because of the presence of which alone, the entire body, mind, sense complex functions, active and alive, and that truth is distinct from this, though not distant. And that truth is what should be identified as one's real nature, one's Swarupa. So now, at this level, we only see consciousness as something which is inside me, in me. Then the next verse is made very clear. The same consciousness, ekam chaitanyam, not only in me, inside me, it is there in all the beings. So how to say in everything, there's nothing which in which consciousness is not. So the best example is what? Chaturmukha deva, chaturmukhadi indra deveshu. Sarveshu, jantushu, you know, everything. It is there. Ekam Chaitanyam. Again, he says, Brahmataha Mayyapi. Which means, the truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, because of whose presence, everything becomes functional, sentient and conscious. That truth is one. That's established here. Now, what happened? Only Jiva Ishvara Swarupam alone has been established. Aikyam alone has been established. Still, we have Jagat also has to be resolved. And we will see in the next class. Okay, even the first verses, it sounds very simple, but this is going to be an amazing chapter. No way, we will be analyzing all the Mahavakyams, all the Upanishads, with their presence differently. Okay. in every verse is lot of we have commentaries also. So we'll see that elaborate. I've only done the 12 word meanings of the verses today. I have Gita class, so I'll conclude this class now. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.